Cyber Cities Module 8, Part 1, Communities, Historical Overview. Communities and the Information Revolution. The first question that one might ask about the Information Revolution is whether it is indeed a revolution. But regardless, whether it's a revolution or an evolution of whether it will be a historical footnote, it certainly seems as though it is making a difference to most of us, to the way and the places in which we live. For the sake of sanity, if nothing else, I will continue to call it an information revolution. But understand that since it's an open question, this is merely a convenience. The information revolution is a communications revolution. It's not mere chance that communication and community have the same root word. We saw earlier that communities require interactivity, or in other words, communication. The changes brought about by the information revolution, changes in the ability to communicate widely and in new additional ways, have the potential to change the shape, structure, and function of our cities. Why? What are the changes in the nature of communication wrought by technology? We can place the changes in four categories: bullet point scope, bullet point speed, bullet point method, bullet point content. Let's look at each of these in turn. Scope. We already know that until recently, most communication was face-to-face. There were also many examples of written communication, stone tablets, letters delivered by a well, by a Wells Fargo type of courier service, monkish scrolls, and so on. But many people could not read, so the distribution of such messages was fairly limited. In industrial cities, literacy improved. Regular mail deliveries were established. Telephones, television, and fax machines were introduced. But still, the number of people who could be reached continued to be somewhat limited. Mass mailings are expensive and thus were usually limited in some fashion. Telephones allowed for two per person to sometimes a few more conference calls. Communication faxes are similar to snail mail, but are even further restricted by serving only those with fax machines. Televisions has a greater reach. However, it's a one-way communication. Although you may mutter to the broadcaster as you sit on your couch, generally you have a very small audience in comparison to the broadcaster. With the introduction of the widespread use of electronic communication, email, web pages, blogs, tweets, individuals, not just broadcasters, broadcasters, publishers, or advertisers have the ability to reach millions with a single, simple, or complex message. Every person is a communicator. Historically, our thoughts and words reach only a few people. But now every person has the potential to send their message to many thousands, if not millions of others. We have all become publishers.